Two of the longest-running stories and scandals in Massachusetts are making the world stage this week as movies. Full-length films about convicted mob boss James Whitey Bulger and about the Boston Globe's exposé of child sexual abuse by Catholic priests are making their world premieres far from Boston. WBUR's David Boeri reports from the Venice Film Festival.
The resemblance of one story to another is striking. Both are tales of institutional corruption, shocking crimes, cover-up, and a crisis of faith that followed. The first to premiere was the film Spotlight yesterday.
The Boston priests molested kids in six different parishes over the last 30 years. The church found out about it and did nothing.
The movie is set in late 2001 as investigative reporters for the Boston Globe secretly work to uncover the crimes of former priest John Gagan. They search for his victims and seek to obtain sealed documents that show what church authorities did and, more importantly, what they did not do. Walter Robinson, who is played by actor Michael Keaton, was the editor of Spotlight, the Globe's investigative team that gives the movie its title.
As you know, reporters, we stumble around in the dark a lot. We started out focused on one priest, but very quickly learned that Gagan was the tip of the iceberg, that there were many, many other priests.
It's a film that celebrates investigative reporting. Inevitably compared to All the President's Men, it's an homage to those who scale walls or break them down. In this case, driven by stories of children wretchedly exploited by predators who are protected both by their callers and their bishops. Michael Resendiz was one of the team's reporters.
The inherent drama is here in this story is that we couldn't believe what we were uncovering. We ourselves were shocked by what we were finding. First we had John Gagan, and then we said, hey, wait a minute, maybe there's six of these guys. And then it was, hey, wait a minute, looks like there might be 12. Is that possible?
As the movie makes clear, the number would go far higher, then higher still.
6% act out sexually.
6% is 90.
90 priests.
If there were 90 of these bastards, people would know.
Maybe they do.
The Spotlight team finds out that those in power did know about the abuse, and that included the head of the Boston Archdiocese, Cardinal Bernard Law, who continued the pattern of moving Father John Gagan from parish to parish, despite a history of serially molesting boys, including seven from one family in Jamaica Plain. Walter Robinson.
As soon as we discovered that the church had made secret payments to victims of other priests, which one of the attorneys referred to as hush money, we began to realize that, of course, the church did know, that it had to know, and that its sole interest wasn't in the children, it was in keeping the story quiet.
We need to focus on the institution. Show me that it came from the top down.
It was shoe leather reporting with all its frustrations and tedium. But the movie conveys the passion of the diggers, each one pushed by the discovery of still more outrages. As editor Walter Robinson, Michael Keaton is the intellectual steel. Rachel McAdams, as reporter Sasha Pfeiffer, is the steady, compassionate listener who gains the trust of victims whose lives and faith were shattered. But actor Mark Ruffalo, as reporter Michael Resendiz, is the heart of the team.
They knew, and they let it happen. It could have been you. It could have been me. It could have been any of us.
The unifying theme emerges in a scene between Ruffalo and actor Stanley Tucci, who plays Mitchell Garabedian, the complicated, abrasive, and obsessed attorney for the victims. If it takes a village to raise a child, he tells the reporter, it takes a village to abuse a child.
Institutional evil, like the crimes that the church committed against its parishioners, does not occur in a vacuum.
Tom McCarthy directed and co-wrote the film.
It occurs with a lot of people allowing it to happen, and maybe that's just ignoring what's in front of them.
The movie ends with the first splash of the Spotlight team exposé in January 2002. In real life, Cardinal Law, whose character only appears in one scene in the film, called an extraordinary press conference to respond. Here he is in January of 2002.
With all my heart, I wish to apologize once again for the harm done to victims of sexual abuse by priests.
But the cardinal often spoke in the passive voice, evading responsibility. He defended his actions and made both denials and assertions that would soon fall flat. He insisted not once, says Resendiz, but
twice and then a third time. And he said, let's get this straight.
There is no priest in this archdiocese whom we know to have been guilty of child abuse.
Weeks later, they started pulling priests, suspending priests, and announcing their suspensions at Sunday Mass.
And when he made those statements, we knew they were false,
adds Walter Robinson. The Boston Globe would publish 600 more stories that year. By December, the cardinal was gone, having resigned despite his vow to stay the course. In the title cards after the movie, the film notes that Cardinal Law was moved to the Vatican and given leadership of its third most important basilica. As the audience here in Venice read that, it broke into laughter. Then the lights came up, just as they had in 2002. The secrets and the cover-up from top down had collapsed under the spotlight. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm David Boeri, reporting from the Venice Film Festival.